American Cattle News. I'm Bill Baker.
I've dealt with this all my life, since I was a boy, even with my dad.
That's John Barton, who runs a small cattle ranch in Duval County, Texas, on the threat of the fever tick.
Well, we had the epidemic here back in the 70s when I was in high school. The fever tick here in Duval County, but my daddy was running about 150 head of mama cows. So basically what we did, we would round up the cattle every 14 days and would spray all the cows to control this tick. So the USDA was here and they would spray all our cows. Tick force, we would set up a schedule and we would pin up all the cattle and they would spray all the cows, you know. And then they put us like in a quarantine for so many months and then scratched all the cows, making sure there was no ticks and stuff before they gave us a release. Now, one of the things that we had to do was that even though we sprayed them, anytime we haul the cows out to the auction barn, we had to go dip them first and then unload, dip, and then load them up and then take them to the auction for sale. And they're still doing it now, you know, in Live Oak, because they're dealing with it right now. And they're going through the same process, you know, spraying the animals, dipping the animals before they go to auction, making sure that there is no ticks on these animals, right?
And Barton says area wildlife has increased the threat of the fever tick.
You know, they get on the deer, and deer move around, especially on the low fences. Now, you have deer in the high fences, but you got them contained. Wildlife will move the tick around. So those are problems that I think they're facing right now, too.
He says one thing he's learned is proper management can help.
We still do our management at the ranch, you know. I spray the cows for the flies, and that kills even the tick. But we also use those porons and Ivomec injections on the cattle and control any type of ticks and stuff going into the animal body, you know. That's what I do with my ranch management program there at the ranch.
He says he's learned about all of the challenges and responsibilities of growing up on the ranch.
Experienced all that when I was a young man with a fever tick, the screwworm fly, vaccination programs for brucellosis was another problem we had that we had to be very careful with, and, you know, black leg, stuff like that. We had to have a program to keep the cows, you know. You have to vaccinate them every year, you know, and the calves especially.
That's John Barton, who runs a small cattle ranch in Duval County, Texas, also an AgriLife Extension agent. And I'm Bill Baker, American Cattle News.